This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, June 20, 2017. Summer solstice will be just after midnight. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, some Beverly City councilors may have wanted to trim the city's budget in some areas and add it to the school budget, but Mayor Michael Cahill made it clear from the beginning he would not. Cahill has said the school's budget up 4% with an additional nearly $230,000 added on top of the original proposed increase already has enough money for Superintendent Steve Hirsch to add staff if there are large class sizes. A number of parents turned up at the council's budget hearing asking for more money for city schools to address elementary school class sizes. Councilors ultimately approved the over $123 million budget for the coming 2018 fiscal year after voting on it line by line Monday night. But approval came after a discussion by the council over its role in the budget process, when potential budget alterations should be made. By charter, the city council cannot add money or reallocate money from one part of the budget to another. It can only vote to reduce parts of the budget and ask the mayor to move that money. Today, Bill Newell is here following two stories from Saugus.
Rick, the first story from Saugus is that incident at the Square One Mall yesterday morning. Matt Damaris writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, in the third paragraph, quote, an officer arrived quickly and observed a broken window, evidence of a break-in. They located a young male in possession of a long gun and several bags that appeared to contain ammunition, according to Saugus Police Chief Dominic DeMello. Shortly after 7 a.m., Saugus Police released a statement indicating a search was on in the mall for an armed and dangerous intruder. Helicopters circled the property and SWAT and canine teams arrived at 7 a.m. Employees arriving for work in the mall were not permitted to enter, and Dick's was closed for the entire day. The drama ended about noontime with the arrest of a 16-year-old Everett male. The suspect, who was unnamed because he was a juvenile, is charged with intent to commit a felony, malicious destruction of property, and larceny of a firearm, according to police. There's more on this story in a post at our website, msonewsports.com, and there's also more in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. In the other Saugus story, Bridget Turcotte writes on today's front page of the item that today voters will be asked to support a $186 million investment in Saugus public schools in a special election. The price tag includes $160 million for a proposed grade 6 through 12 combination middle high school and a $25 million district-wide master plan that would restructure the district to include upper elementary school for grades 3 through 5 at the existing Belmonte Middle School and a lower elementary school for the pre-K through grade 2 at the Veterans Memorial Elementary School. Polls opened at 7. They close at 8 o'clock tonight, according to the town clerk's office. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, Bill. Thank you. Julie Manganis writes in today's Salem News, despite its bright red color, Ipswich's Engine 5 looks more like a lemon, according to town officials. The $453,000 fire pumper, which went into service in 2013, has been out of service at least 260 days, broken down on the way to at least two fire calls, and has been delayed responding to others, according to officials. And officials say they've gotten nowhere with the manufacturers. Now the town is in court, suing the companies that built the truck and the engine, and joining a growing list of communities around the United States and Canada, including Boston, that have also taken legal action over fire equipment. Town officials also sought funds during last month's annual town meeting to replace the four-year-old pumper about 10 years sooner than they had planned. More on the story written by Julie Manganis in today's Salem News. Adam Swift writes in itemlive.com, Peabody residents could see a hike in water and sewer rates, as well as a voluntary water ban in the coming months. Both proposals are in part a result of a March fire at the Coolidge Avenue Water Treatment Plant that has seen the city paying out to use water from the Massachusetts Water Resources Authority. Mayor Ted Betancourt is quoted as saying, right now, because of the fire and emergency we had, we are dependent on MWRA, until we get the water treatment plant up and operational again. By the time the plant is operational again, Betancourt said the city could owe the MWRA up to $2.2 million. Insurance will cover about $1 million of that cost. At this week's City Council Finance Committee meeting, councilors will consider a 10% increase in water and sewer rates being proposed by the mayor. John Horgan writes in the Gloucester Times, Tuesday is Lobster Day at the State House, and lobster industry stakeholders are using the event to urge legislators to support a proposal to expand in-state processing of lobsters and lobster parts. The proposal, contained in an amendment in the state Senate's recently passed budget, would allow licensed Bay State wholesalers to process unfrozen raw lobsters, as well as allowing the sale of previously frozen raw in-shell tails and the importation of unfrozen shell-on lobster parts and tails. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Sean Horgan. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. Salem State University has announced the hiring of Al Berger as the school's new women's basketball coach. Berger replaces Michelle Cunningham, who held the position for 6 years. Quote, we are excited to have Al join the Salem State Athletics family, stated Director of Athletics and Recreation Peggy Carl. Quote, his passion for women's basketball, love of the game, and experience in the Division III will be assets to our program. Berger comes to Salem State after having spent last season as an associate head women's basketball coach at Wheelock College. Coaching news at Endicott College. Katie Betancourt has been named the head coach of Endicott's women's softball program. Betancourt, who becomes the third head coach in program history, joins the Endicott staff after previously serving 2 years as head coach at NCAA Division II Assumption College in Worcester. The North Shore Navigators are back in action tonight. They'll play host to the Nashua Silver Knights. First pitch at Lynn's Fraser Field, 7 o'clock. There's always more sports at msonewsports.com.